The power of charisma in success. Charismatic individuals effortlessly influence others through charm, persuasion, and a remarkable presence. They tend to lead more successful lives compared to their peers, being more attractive, earning higher incomes, and experiencing less stress. This charisma is particularly advantageous in the business world. It promotes trust and likability among peers and subordinates, making it easier to garner support and lead effectively. Whether you're seeking a new job or aiming to advance in your current role, developing charisma can significantly enhance your professional success. The power of charisma in work and education. Research shows that charismatic individuals excel at work, earning high ratings from colleagues. A study reveals that followers of charismatic leaders are deeply committed to their goals, often going beyond their official duties and making significant personal sacrifices. Charisma isn't limited to business alone. It's also highly valuable in various professions and education. For example, high school students can use charisma to excel in college interviews or win student elections. Moreover, charisma boosts social confidence, increasing popularity among peers. Charisma isn't just for leaders or business professionals. It's valuable for everyone, including stay-at-home moms, students, and physicians. It can enhance happiness, health, and overall success in various aspects of life. Charisma is learned behavior, not inherited. Charisma isn't something you're born with. It's not an innate gift that some people have and others don't. Despite what the charisma myth suggests, even those who seem naturally magnetic can't maintain that charm constantly. One day they might be captivating, and the next day they could be entirely dull. This variability happens because charisma is primarily about the behaviors we display. Charismatic behavior primarily involves nonverbal cues, specifically body language. When someone appears charismatic, it's because their body language is communicating that charisma in that moment. This means that charisma levels can fluctuate. Someone might be seen as charismatic sometimes, and less so at other times. Consider Marilyn Monroe, known for seamlessly transitioning between her personas, Marilyn, and Norma Jean. Once unnoticed on a subway as Norma Jean, she emerged on New York streets as Marilyn, captivating everyone instantly. How? By adjusting her body language and hairstyle and striking a pose. Learn to be charismatic. The reason charisma is so widely admired lies in how we perceive its effects, rather than understanding the effort behind it. Many charismatic figures, like Steve Jobs, initially struggled with presentations, but worked diligently to improve. With practice, Jobs transformed into the captivating speaker we know, showing that charisma can be developed through learning and persistent refinement of behaviors. This proves that anyone can become charismatic by actively practicing and honing these skills. Charisma starts with mindset, expressed through body language. Your body language constantly communicates subconscious signals to those around you. It reveals your mental state, such as anxiety, which can manifest in subtle facial expressions that others intuitively sense as discomfort. Conversely, certain gestures and expressions can convey charisma, and you can cultivate a mental state that naturally emits these signals. However, controlling every small expression consciously is impractical. For instance, a genuine smile involves the mouth curving up and the eyes conveying happiness. A forced smile, lacking genuine emotion, is easily discerned as insincere, a social smile. Develop charisma through subconscious influence. To enhance charisma, rather than directly controlling body language, focus on influencing your subconscious mind. Our brains treat imagination similarly to reality, triggering the same physical responses. By envisioning charismatic scenarios internally, your subconscious instructs your body to display authentic charisma. This approach ensures that others perceive you as charismatic naturally. Similar to the placebo effect in medicine, where believing in a treatment's effectiveness can produce positive results, creating an internal charismatic mindset can lead to behaving more charismatically. This internal state is crucial for expressing charisma through body language, which in turn contributes to the key element of charisma, which is presence. Charisma demands a noticeable presence but is challenging. Being charismatic hinges on one primary factor, which is presence. It means being fully aware of the present moment in social interactions. This involves giving your complete attention to the other person and listening attentively. When you are fully present in conversations, you naturally exude charisma and build trust, rapport, and loyalty. Conversely, if you lack presence, the person you're talking to will likely sense it and may feel emotionally neglected. One person even described feeling resentful and inferior when interacting with someone who seemed more focused on something else besides their conversation. Achieving charisma requires being fully present, a challenging task due to our brain's tendency to prioritize novel stimuli like sights, sounds, and smells. This instinct, crucial for our ancestors' survival, makes us susceptible to distractions. Modern society exacerbates this issue with endless distractions, leading to continuous partial attention, where we struggle to focus on any one thing fully. Research shows that nearly half of our time is spent with our minds wandering away from the present task. Interestingly, one activity that keeps people highly engaged is intimate moments. Being fully present sets you apart from others, making people feel valued and unique around you. Even a brief chat with a stranger can leave a lasting impression and forge a connection. Your undivided attention signals to others that they matter most at that moment, promoting quick emotional bonds. Charisma is power used warmly for others. Throughout history, our survival has often relied on identifying individuals who wield both power and kindness. When faced with danger, our ability to identify potential allies capable of aiding us becomes crucial. Imagine having a companion strong enough to rescue you from a deadly predator or a ruler who could spare you from punishment. These alliances have often determined life or death outcomes. Human nature naturally values individuals who possess both strength and warmth. We instinctively seek out such traits in others, preferring to maintain friendships with those who exhibit them. Charisma hinges on a crucial mix of power and warmth. Without both, it's challenging to exude true charisma. Someone who is powerful but lacks warmth might impress others, but could come off as arrogant or cold. On the other hand, someone who is warm but lacks power might be likable, yet may appear overly eager or submissive, lacking the magnetic appeal of charisma. Contrasting Gladstone and Disraeli in the 1868 British elections. In the 1868 British elections, William Gladstone and Benjamin Disraeli stood out as prominent figures, known for their power, intelligence, and knowledge. A notable woman who had the opportunity to dine separately with both candidates shared her contrasting experiences. She remarked that Gladstone impressed her with his intellectual prowess but appeared somewhat distant. In contrast, Disraeli not only exuded power but also radiated warmth and made her feel uniquely valued during their dinner. She famously remarked, "After dining with Mr. Gladstone, I thought he was the cleverest person in England. But after dining with Mr. Disraeli, I thought I was the cleverest person in England." This sentiment reflects Disraeli's ability to connect personally with people, which likely contributed to his electoral success over Gladstone. Find your unique charisma style. Not everyone exudes charisma in the same way. Different situations call for different types of charisma. 1. Focus charisma. This style shows others you're fully engaged in the moment. Think of Bill Clinton as a prime example. 2. Visionary charisma. This type inspires people and instills belief in a greater cause, akin to the impact Steve Jobs had. 3. Kindness. Charisma. This charisma style makes others feel acknowledged and valued, similar to how the Dalai Lama interacts. 4. Authority charisma. This charisma asserts a persuasive influence that convinces others of your ability to make significant changes in their lives. Choose effective leadership styles. When deciding on a leadership style, consider three key factors. your personality, goals, and the specific situation. It's crucial not to force a style that goes against your natural personality, as this can backfire. A notable example is John Kerry's attempt to simplify his intellectual charisma during the 2004 U.S. elections, which alienated his original supporters. Your goals should dictate how you want others to perceive and respond to you. For instance, when delivering negative news, a kind approach helps others accept it more comfortably. Using authority in such situations can come across as arrogant or harsh, undermining your message. Highly charismatic individuals excel in adapting their styles to different situations, blending or alternating them as needed. This skill is crucial for navigating various scenarios effectively. To develop this ability, start by experimenting with different styles in low-risk settings where the consequences are minimal. For instance, practice showing kindness at casual networking events rather than attempting bold, visionary charisma during critical presentations. Manage discomfort to enhance performance. Feeling discomfort, either physical or mental, can impact your performance, emotions, and how others see you. For example, hunger can make it hard to think clearly, and low blood sugar can reduce your attention and emotional control. If your body shows signs of discomfort, it can make you seem less charismatic. Tom, a consultant, almost lost a $4 million deal due to his choice of clothing. He wore a black wool suit to a meeting on a hot day, sitting in direct sunlight. He fidgeted with his collar and squinted against the sun, which made him appear angry, disapproving, and insecure to the client. This caused the client to doubt Tom's abilities. Mental discomfort, like anxiety or self-criticism, can have similar effects. Before the meeting, Tom was anxious about possible outcomes. His anxiety showed in his body language. People struggle with uncertainty, making them tense and less present, which hurts their charisma. Effective strategies to manage discomfort. 1. Prevent. Plan ahead to stay comfortable. For example, Tom could have chosen a business-appropriate venue and wear suitable clothing for the weather. 2. Recognize. Stay present to be aware of your body language. If Tom had been fully aware, he would have noticed his suspicious behavior. 3. Remedy or explain. Address or explain issues promptly. When the sun bothered Tom, he could have asked to move seats and explained the sunlight problem. By identifying and conquering discomfort, you significantly enhance your charisma. De-dramatize. It's not serious. Others relate. To handle internal discomfort or negativity, both hurdles to charisma, remember you're not alone and the situation isn't dire. De-dramatizing involves interpreting negative feelings to lessen their impact. For instance, Michael, a consultant, faced fears of losing a client by rationalizing it as a physical reaction with chemicals affecting his state. Imagine your negative emotions as a shared experience within a community rather than solely your own. This shift can alleviate feelings of wrongdoing, recognizing that others have navigated similar emotions. Reflect on admired individuals who have faced comparable challenges, trusting their shared emotional journey. De-dramatizing also aids in managing emotions like shame, which can undermine charisma. When feeling ashamed, your body language may lack the power, warmth, or presence that characterizes charismatic individuals. Shame is a strong, fear-driven feeling that tells us we're flawed and unworthy of love, often making us worry about being rejected by important people in our lives. To develop charisma, it's crucial to normalize and destigmatize shame connected to our challenging emotions and experiences. Recognizing that shame is a natural part of being human helps us minimize its impact. By reducing the drama around shame, we can protect our charisma from being undermined by negative emotions. Normalize negative thoughts. They're not always true. Dealing with internal discomfort involves normalizing and addressing negativity without stigma. It's natural for everyone, including highly balanced individuals like Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh, to experience a range of emotions, from anger to serenity. Often we interpret any form of mental or physical discomfort as a sign of something being wrong. This mindset makes it challenging to manage negative thoughts and feelings effectively. To tackle discomfort, recognize it as normal, a natural part of our survival instincts. Another strategy is to challenge negativity by questioning its accuracy. For instance, feeling bad after someone reacts negatively might not be about us. They could be dealing with their own issues. Negative thoughts impact us greatly because we trust our minds to show us reality accurately. However, our perception is limited. We only grasp what's most relevant to us, not the whole picture of reality. When mistakes or discomfort arise, it's crucial to recognize them as normal. For instance, Tom's discomfort during a crucial meeting was misinterpreted due to his body language. Remember, our minds don't always accurately reflect reality, so it's important to understand and manage these feelings as part of everyday life. Key points. 1. Charisma enhances success by promoting trust, likability, and influence across various fields. 2. Charisma can be learned through body language, mindset, and genuine connection. 3. Presence in conversations, full attention and engagement, builds rapport and trust. 4. Power combined with warmth forms true charisma, balancing authority with approachability. 5. Different situations require adjusting charisma styles to fit goals and personalities. 6. Managing discomfort improves charisma by helping others see you as confident and composed. 7. Normalize and manage negative thoughts to stay focused and sustain your charismatic impact.